All right, good morning, everyone. My name is Mark Chesky. I'm the Agronomy Information Manager with DuPont Pioneer, based out of Johnston, Iowa. And I'll be taking a couple of minutes to talk to you about our Growing Point Agronomy app. This is an app we launched about 2 years ago. It's a free standalone app for iOS and Android devices. And what it does is it provides easy access to our entire library of agronomy information content. We've had, that's really been a core part of Pioneer's DNA for decades, has been providing technical and crop management information to help our customers get the most out of the products that we sell. So we've have a long history of developing crop management technical materials. Several years ago, we made the decision to put all of that material available free online at pioneer.com, where it's accessible to everyone. And now this is the next, taking that to the next level, having all that information very easily available in a standalone app, very searchable, easy to access, and mobile access, which of course is critical now. One feature I'll mention, really a fact of life if you're dealing in agriculture, is poor cell phone reception in a lot of areas where we're doing business. So that's one feature that was built into this app. Also is offline access, so the text can be downloaded to your device, and images as well, so that the content can reside on your device to provide offline access. So just to walk through some of the features of this app, we have accessibility to hundreds of articles on corn grain, corn silage, soybean, alfalfa, wheat, and other crops. Gives you a menu system. You're able to browse by crop and topic. You can set it up to pick your favorite crop or crops. That'll bring that content to the front for you. Can also search articles by keywords. Has a really really nice and very quick search function. Works very well. And just to talk about the content that's available in this app, it ranges anywhere from basic fact sheets on diseases and insects to summaries of our research results to more comprehensive reviews of crop management topics. And that's my role at Pioneer, is managing and writing, editing, and managing the material that goes into this content. So I'm obviously a big fan of this app because it's basically my entire professional career in app form. So we have a wide range of material there. And it's continually being updated as well. I have a pretty good backlog of stuff I need to tear in when I get home from these meetings. We'll have a very comprehensive review on yield monitor accuracy, one on soil water behavior and compaction effects. We have a nice series of basic fact sheets on micronutrients coming up. So constantly updating and adding new material to this. Users, when they set this up, can put their zip code in. It will bring articles under the trending articles feature that are popular in their geography, and that's updated each month. And also, the app provides easy access to all of the videos on our DuPont Pioneer YouTube channel, and we have hundreds of videos there covering field diagnostics, growing season updates, how-to guides. These are done by people in Johnston. If you scroll down far enough, you'll find me in there on a few of them. Love a lot of in-season updates from our agronomists, and even some that feature some of our scientists in Johnston and elsewhere. So a lot of material available there as well. So that's the app in a nutshell. I'd encourage you to check it out. It's really a handy, valuable resource. So.
Okay. Have any questions?
I suppose it's all your own material only, or do you pull in, say, extension fact sheets and that kind of stuff?
In the app, it's our material only. If you go in the agronomy library on pioneer.com, it is a combination of both. There's we have some links to extension fact sheets there as well.
So if there's an event, or say there's snow that comes in at the end of April on that corn crop, how quickly do your agronomists get some video put on that app?
A lot of them pretty quickly, and that's a good point. The library itself, it's you know, we have some season-specific materials that we put in there. A lot of it is meant to be useful for many years. The YouTube channel provides a good opportunity to get some on-the-ground insights as to what's happening in the season, and those go up very quickly, obviously. It doesn't take long to get those videos in place. So several of our field agronomists have really taken an interest in getting videos out there.
Okay. Thank you.